Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. The Burt Show.
Hi, Melissa Carter is no different than the rest of us. We all go out with these great intentions of getting board games and stuff like that. We play it once, and what? It just ends up.
I know. I had this great experience at this party. There's a bunch of people at this party, and there were a lot of people who were couples and some that weren't. And the host of the party, you know, when you drink in a little bit, then they bring out the board game. And they had the newlywed game. And it ended up being so much fun because there were a half of us that were paired up that were strangers. We didn't date the person we were with. And then the half of us were couples that had been together 10 years, 5 years, whatever, and it became a challenge for us who had never been together to beat the people who should know each other very well, and it was funny when that happened. So I thought, that's an incredible experience. So I bought the newlywed game, and it's been collecting dust in my closet for a little while. But so
until this morning.
Till this morning.
Do you remember how cheesy this show is? This is probably way before your time, Jen Hobby.
And then, I think I've seen it, though.
And then the couples are sitting in their seats, and they move the whole set together. Yeah. And yes.
The colors on it were bland. They used, like, I've seen it in reruns, too. I think they're still running them on, like, the Game Show Network,
yes,
where the mics are those really long ones with the little ball on top. The little juju bee on top. All right, so today it's the Burt Show's first newlywed game, and we have paired off into teams. Melissa and I form one team. Jen Hobby and Jeff Dollar, the other married team on the newlywed game.
This is either going to prove or disprove my theory that we all know each other better than our significant others or best friends, partners, you name it. I think the four of us know each other better.
That might have been the better newlywed game right there, is to pair two of us up and then to pair up like you and Ryan.
Right.
And see who would do better. The host of our game is one producer, Tracy.
Hello. All right, so here's the thing. Melissa, I'm sorry, yes, but I didn't like the newlywed questions.
That's okay.
So I completely changed them.
All right.
And I gave you guys these 31 questions. I came up with 31 questions. I gave them to you guys beforehand, and you guys all answered them and sent them back to me. However, I don't think you guys were very honest. Okay. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to re-answer these questions.
Good, because I don't remember how I answered them originally a couple days ago.
I can't either.
It was like 4 or 5 days ago. I can't remember what I wrote.
Why don't we do it this way? Because you're the one that has the problem with some of the questions. Ask us the questions that you have the problems with. We will answer as though we did, and then you have to call us out when you feel like we're not answering honestly.
See, I don't want to do that because then all of a sudden I'm the bad guy.
Well,
like, my
listeners
intention
already
was,
hate you.
My intention was to make this game fun. So if I had given you the questions that were in the box that Melissa gave me, it would be things like, Bert, what's Melissa's favorite color?
Orange.
And then Melissa would say yes, and then we'd all go, yay, 1 point for Bert and Melissa.
Was I right by that, by the way?
Not really, but orange.
Okay, then we would have said,
pink,
and then
or
no
purple.
Point. Yeah, no point for Bert and Melissa.
Rainbow.
So I thought it would be more fun to make this a little more let's be honest-ish. Which I did, and you guys were far from honest.
Tracy likes to see us fight.
It's not
that. Well, it's because she's in a room 40 feet away.
It's my responsibility to make this game fun, so
right,
that's what I did.
Okay.
Well, you are the queen of fun.
Right.
I think you proved that time and time again. But her real goal here is to push Jen Hobby out so she can be sitting in that seat doing the entertainment buzz every day.
Right.
What? Guys are always trying to make the women fight. Stop it. We all get along. Stop it.
You said you wanted honesty.
We love producer Tracy. Stop it.
All right,
so if we promise not to get mad at Tracy, will you call us out on the answers you didn't think were accurate?
I'm not worried about you guys being mad at me. I'm worried about the listeners hating
me. Oh, they already hate
again.
You.
Yeah. You're way
don't
past
worry about that.
Don't
stop.
Nobody likes you.
Let's get started. Stop.
All right, fine. So let's start with the guys. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys each 5 questions.
Yep.
And then you give the answers, and then we'll compare them to the answers that Jen and Melissa have already given me.
Okay.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they will be actually answering them, trying to predict what we answered.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
And then I've already got your answers to that.
Okay.
So I'm answering these as they pertain to Melissa.
And correct. If you forgot what our answers were last time, these answers supersede what we've written down. Is that yes?
You're okay. Guessing what Jen wrote down, and she has what Jen wrote down in front of her.
Oh, okay. So,
right.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So, question number 1 goes to Bert.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do question 19. which is, what would your partner say that you think you're good at, but you really aren't?
Hosting a morning radio show is what I'll go with.
Melissa said grilling.
Grilling.
All right. So, Jeff, I ask you the same question. What is something your partner says you think you are good at, but you actually aren't?
Telling jokes.
Yes, very good.
Very nice.
Yes!
Woo!
Yes!
Yes!
Who is it?
Is that pre-recorded?
Yeah, we got a laugh track and everything.
Who is that?
I like it. Yeah, I know. I was looking around.
All right, so you guys are up 1-0. Nice job.
Okay.
So you don't think Jeff is funnier than Jeff thinks he is?
I think Jeff thinks he's really good at telling jokes, but I don't think that he is, because I think most of his good ones come from producer Tracy and Phil IMing him from the other room.
That's what I was thinking.
It's funny.
Okay, Bert.
Yes.
Who would your partner say they admire more than anyone else?
Millie Pete.
Yes, Millie Pete.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you very much. 1-1. Yeah.
Which is Melissa's mom, by the way.
Yep. Yeah.
Jeff, who would your partner say they admire more than anyone else? This is not a hard one.
Yes, it is, because I know what I answered, but then I'm thinking this could be someone else. In the butt, Bob.
I love the laugh track. That's good.
I'm going to go with her mom.
Wrong. She said her husband, Ryan.
Oh.
That was bad.
Become very Steve and Vicky, hasn't it?
Yeah. Did I get Rob Stadler in there?
Okay, Bert. If your partner had to eliminate one member of the show, who would they pick?
Does it include just the people in this room?
No.
Jen Hobby.
Melissa?
I said me, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
so
that
you're
was
wrong.
Safe.
That's a safe
that
answer.
Was so safe. And you're not calling BS on that?
Well, she had...
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
You're trying to talk on Tracy's level.
She had a good reason. She said myself for more sleep.
Did I say that?
Huh. I'm witty.
Man, I wish I would have taken that way out. Okay.
All right, Jeff, if your partner had to eliminate one member of the show, who would they say?
Obviously you, because you're gunning for her gig and it's so apparent.
No, she also said herself.
Also said myself.
Dumbass.
Such a chick move right
It
there.
Was, man. I didn't even know that was an option. Yeah. I didn't even know it was an option.
Why? You're a member of the show, right?
Yeah, but I didn't think you could do that.
Cheating.
Damn.
Cheating.
I think I also wrote down to get more sleep.
Did you?
We must have filled this out on a really tired day or something. This schedule sucks. Yeah. Check me out.
Okay, Bert.
Yeah.
What would your partner say is the strangest article of clothing that you wear?
I don't even remember. I can't remember how I answered these. The strangest piece of clothing that I wear. The shirt that I have on right now.
Melissa said graphic t-shirts.
Graphic t-shirts.
Like t-shirts with strange graphics.
You identified everything that he wears.
That's
everything.
All he wears.
Yes.
Well, there's no other odd thing he wears. Jeans,
lousy
shoes,
way out.
And... What?
They get a point. They get a point.
Whatever.
Jeff's getting all mad.
What would your partner say is the strangest article of clothing that you wear?
The strangest article of clothing I wear?
Yeah, smart man.
I can't remember.
Probably when I wear athletic jerseys in.
She said Braves jerseys.
Yeah, that's a point. That's a point.
Yeah,
nicely
good
done.
Good one.
Yes.
Because before a month ago, you never wore an athletic jersey ever.
That's true. I know.
But now that you're the host of Turner Field, it's like all the time.
I didn't own six of them.
Right.
He even comes in sometimes and talks baseball with Bert, which is very impressive because Jeff's never been a sports person.
He's referring to the Braves as we, as
yes.
He is the organization. We won tonight.
I am the organization.
We beat the Rockies.
Jealous. Bert is clearly jealous.
Okay, last question for the guys. Bert, besides the early hours, what would your partner say they hate most about this job?
Besides the early hours, what does Melissa hate most about this job? The post 10 o'clock work.
Melissa?
I forgot what I put, honestly.
You put lack of energy.
Lack of energy, yes.
Ah, damn, damn, yeah. Damn.
Is anybody keeping track of what the score was?
Yes, I have it.
Oh.
Of course our host is.
She's a host, dude.
She's got an Excel spreadsheet already formulated over there, and it's color-coded with our points.
Well, what is it?
Right now, the score is Melissa and Bert, 3, and Jeff and Jen, 2.
Hmm. Yeah. Kicking her ass.
However, you have an opportunity to even out the score right here.
All right. What does Jen hate about the job?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You, because you're gunning for a job, and she knows it.
You gotta stop that. I would not write that.
Okay. I'm just going by what you say in our private conversations.
It's a very so Jen hobby answer.
Pillow talk.
Hey, you get the host can't give hints.
What does it start with?
Like Alex Trebek going, it's in Europe. Europe.
I made up the rules. I can do whatever I want.
Other than the sleep, not getting to see her husband.
No, Jen Hobby said nothing. I only hate the hours. I can't think of anything else.
Did you really put that?
You're going to call her out on that?
I really couldn't think of anything else because, you know what, I remember that this is the day we filled it out. Is the day we met J-Lo. So I was on such a high. Like, I was on such a buzz after the show. Like, you know, I met J-Lo today.
That's
like,
okay because
nothing's bad.
We're winning.
Him. Yeah, we're winning.
So do we come back in 2-2, or do the girls answer now?
They
That's
answer
the
now.
Love connection.
Well, the score is 3-2, actually. Bert and Melissa are in the lead.
Oh, you're so young.
All right, so the girls are going to answer now, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Hold on, let me change my pieces of paper.
Of course. To the second manila folder.
All right, so it's...
She actually built a diorama of the Newlywed Game set so she could visualize it. In a shoebox.
I want to build another diorama. Those are fun.
I want that laugh track to be operating through our entire show.
Melissa,
like, what if when we have Jermaine Dupri come in, when he says something funny, you hit that?
Please don't. Please don't.
And we can't, if you hit that, we can't act like there's anything
We can't
wrong.
Acknowledge it at all. He'll be like, damn. Partying for 3 straight days.
Or if he makes fun of someone, you hit the boo. But we cannot acknowledge that it exists at all.
Melissa. Oh,
good times.
If your partner were to draw a caricature of you, what body part would they exaggerate?
Oh, God.
Can you put an ego in a caricature?
Yeah, give him a laugh track. Because he's witty.
Is Phil back there? I am in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because he's a man, boobs.
You're right.
Of course, man. Of course. I don't know. I hit the wrong button.
Okay, Jen Hobby.
Oh, God, Tracy, it's not that funny.
Yeah, I think it's a... All right. Jen Hobby, if your partner were to draw a caricature of you, what body part would they exaggerate?
Little boobs.
Yes, he said boobies.
Very nice. We were all... Because, we were right here on the
boys.
Boobs thing.
Boobies. Boobies. Oh, my God, Jen, boobies.
All right, Melissa.
Boobies. Save that, by the way.
Out of the two people on the other team, who would your partner rather hang out with?
Jen Hobby.
Wrong paper. Yes, Jen
Hobby. I was like, what?
I'm like looking at... Never mind, Jen Hobby.
She's looking at the mauve sheet, not the lavender sheet.
Right. So we got it right.
Well, yes, except, Melissa, you changed your answer.
I didn't say he would hang out with Jen.
No, you said Jeff. I was surprised by that. That's why I said you weren't being honest.
She was
honest now?
Yeah, no, I don't
nice
know why it would
partner.
Be Jeff. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
They want to go throw up together.
Okay.
Throw up? Get drunk and throw up together.
Oh.
Like the interns.
It's like, huh?
Jen Hobby.
Hobby would pee herself. I'd throw up and she'd pee herself.
No, she wouldn't.
Out of the two people on the other team, who would your partner rather hang out with?
Melissa Carter.
He actually said it's a tie.
Oh, that is a cop-out.
Oh, you're such a liar.
Oh, dude, that is a chick answer. I expect that from the girls.
It depends on whether alcohol is involved or not.
So I get the point, right?
You do get the point.
Yeah. Where's my laugh track?
That's Bill.
It depends on if there's alcohol involved or not.
You can't request a sound effect. Is this the last question?
No.
We're not doing all 31 this morning.
No, we're doing 10 questions.
Oh, good Lord. Oh. What are we on?
2 feels like
8.
Okay.
Okay. Melissa and Bert. Who would your part? Wait, I just did that one. No. Who would your partner say is the biggest gossip on the show?
Ooh. And it just involves the four of us?
Well, no, it doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to? Then, intern Jen.
Oh, damn it. That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
It is a good answer. I didn't think of that.
But it's wrong. He said Jen Hobby.
Yeah, I said Jen. I went with Jen Hobby on that one.
Jen Hobby, who would your partner say is the biggest gossip on the show?
He would say me.
You're right.
Intern Jen's a good one, though. Phil Turan is
a little... should have thought of that.
He's got a fast-moving little trap as well.
Melissa Carter, what would your partner say that you think you're good at, but you aren't?
Oh, God. I think
I don't even remember. I remember being stumped at this, like not being able to...
I was shocked by your answer.
Whoa.
We'll find out why after the break.
I remember being something, just throwing anything down, joking about it. I can't give you
hints. What did I write down? I don't remember what I wrote down. I think I'm good at, but he doesn't think I am.
Right.
I don't remember what I wrote down. Did I write down something about being something work related?
I'm not allowed to give hints, apparently.
Oh.
Alex, is it in one of the Asian countries?
Something work-related. I think that's what I wrote down.
He said you're actually not good at delivering the news.
I was joking, though.
You can't joke about your answers.
I even wrote down on there joking.
No, you didn't.
I couldn't kiss. I did. I put kidding. I did, too. I put
you
kidding
on
that.
You did not. You just wrote delivering the news.
See, I couldn't now think Tracy's of anything. Trying to get rid of Melissa.
I
know, right?
I could come up with nothing. I had nothing.
All right, Jen.
But I said something work-related. He said news, so we should get the point. Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Melissa's competitive juice is coming out right there.
If he gets half and half, depending on alcohol-related, and Jen gets the point, then we get the point for that. Yeah. So, yeah.
You do?
I agree.
Oh, hell, give it to him.
Give me the X.
We'll kick their ass.
I think
we
get the X.
We'll take him out, Hobby, when we play Sale of the Century.
Okay.
Last question. What would your partner say that you think you're good at, but you aren't? Jen Hobby.
Entertainment buzz.
I don't think that's what I answered, Paige.
I thought for sure that's what you would write.
I don't think it is.
About me.
And Jeff, I'm calling BS on this one because you're not this nice. You said, I don't know that she truly thinks she's good at anything, but surely in a Jeff Dollar world, you would have come up with something you think she's not good at.
Yeah, I think Jen is, I had the same struggle that Bert did because I think Jen's always trying to improve herself.
Yeah, I had nothing on that.
All right.
Crisis.
I'll tell you what. I don't think she's very good at playing the Newlywed Game. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, Melissa and Bert, you guys know each other better than Jen Hobby.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, so long as it's competition and we win. Like, Jen Hobby's looking at me right like now like, oh, you hate losing.
Half-assed, halfway, something work-related.
Oh, you got the point for him saying that it was a tie depending on if alcohol's involved and who I'd hang out with. So.
You're going to have to live with this loss your whole life.
It's only because he didn't want to offend Bert with his answer. That's the only reason why I said both. I'd really much rather hang out with you.
Don't be hurtful. Don't be hurtful, you bad loser.
Or maybe he doesn't want to hang out with either of them.
Hey, Melissa, answer this. Who's the worst loser on the show?
Jen Hobby.
Yeah, I had that.
The Bert Show.
So Cosmo Magazine knows, like Jen said, that you probably are getting dangerously close to your hoe number.
And that number is just the number of people you always have in your mind that you don't want to go over, that number of guys you slept with.
Haven't you told us before that if a lot of girls that get close to that number start sleeping with ex-boyfriends just so they can stay under that number?
Of course.
Because you can't recount the old
lover. Yeah, he's still number two on the list. You can go back to number two and it doesn't add.
Doesn't add to the list.
Yeah. That's the oldest trick in the book on that.
So why get, you know, close to that number with guys that are going to be bad in bed when maybe you can identify the guys that are going to suck in bed before you even get into bed and eliminate them, boom, right off the bat?
Because if you have to go over your hoe number, it better be worth it.
Right.
You know?
So, and does that hoe number, is there a sliding scale to that? If you get close, do you reassess as you get older?
I'm sure.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it is a sliding scale as you get older. But you start with one clear one.
Uh-huh. And then it just starts to get a little fuzzier.
Well, maybe it doesn't matter now that I'm this age.
Yeah.
We're curious, how do you know a guy is going to be bad in bed before it even happens. And I think there are like one or two stereotypical ones.
Yeah, two of the things that came to mind is first, you know, if he's a good kisser, you know, if he's a great kisser, then he should be great in bed. Or right. If he's a good dancer, if he dances well, then he should be good in bed. There's the two things I always hear.
That's the one I hear over and over and over again. Like if you're at a club and a guy is dancing all dork-like, then you know that guy, he's got no rhythm.
Right.
He's got nothing, so stay away from him. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any more of these? Because Cosmo has put together an entire list.
Cosmo has the dancing one on the list. They call it The Man Can't Even Find the Beat to We Will Rock You.
All right.
If you can't find the beat to that, you know, to that chant, then you've got no rhythm at all. Another one on the list is You Met After He Shouted, Hey, Hot Stuff, at you from a doorway where he was drinking beer with 10 of his friends.
So what's he saying? Like, if he doesn't respect you and he's yelling things out to you, then chances are pretty good he's not going to respect you in bed either?
Yeah, I think if it's like that loud, egotistical type of guy in the bar who would shout at you or, you know, shout something as you walked by, he's not going to be the one that's going to be real attentive to you once you get in the bedroom.
And yeah, and I'm also thinking, like, if he's the kind of guy that gets aggressive in front of a crowd, in front of his buddies, mm-hmm. whatever, when he's alone with you, he's not going to know what to do.
It's going to be all timid.
Yeah.
This one says, after pressing a few buttons and turning a knob or two on his stereo, all according to the manual, it still won't work.
Okay. I think we all get that.
Yeah,
one.
Get that.
Yeah. Let's see. When he was snuggling up to you during a movie, nuzzling into your breasts, you swore you heard him whimper, mama.
What's that say to you? That he's a mama's boy? He's kind of a sissy?
Yeah, too much of a mama's boy is not going to be so good. They're going to be a little scared of their own shadow.
And that's been your theory with Justin Timberlake, why he can't keep a woman.
Seriously, here's a guy who's a great dancer, you know, mm-hmm. and he's really popular, but every woman he's been with has left him. He's not left anybody, and I think it's because he's still, the apron strings are really tied around his neck.
All right, before you continue here, Jen.
Okay.
Because there's one that seems to be coming in a lot here. Hey, Heather.
Hey.
Hi.
The guys that tell you, like, oh, baby, you're not going to be able to handle me in bed, those guys are awful.
Yeah.
They're never any good.
It's like if they're all talk or they talk big, then they don't have anything to back it up with.
Yeah.
That seems to be one call that's coming in quite a bit. So if he's bragging about how great he is, chances are pretty good he sucks in bed.
Yes.
That's almost like the Revenge of the Nerds theory. Like, remember that movie where she fell in love with the geek because he was so good in bed, and it's because he didn't brag about it, and he was... You remember that? Or am I going way too far back?
I don't remember.
I'm sure it's been on TBS lately. But yeah, anyway. So it's the guy that was all, the fraternity guy who was all bragging and good looking, and he knew he was the stuff, was bad in bed, but the dork was better, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay.
All right, we've also got, this one is a dead ringer for me. When he's allergic to his own sweat, so all of his activities must not spike up his body heat. Like somebody who's like... To me, like, super allergic to everything. Well, I can't eat cheese, and I can't have this, and I certainly can't sprinkle nuts on my food, and if I eat a blueberry, I'm going to explode, and if I have this, and I'm really stuffy if I go outside too much. You know what I mean?
Like, and I'm lactose intolerant.
Right, like, somebody who's allergic to everything definitely can't be functional in the bedroom, in my opinion.
Tasha, how do you know a dude is going to be bad in bed even before you get him in bed?
The way he eats. If you go out on a date with a guy and he rushes through his food like he's a starving child in another country,
right.
he's going to rush through everything else.
Okay.
All right.
Very
That's good.
Good. Thank you.
That's so funny.
What does Cosmo say?
Let's see. They do have one that's similar to what she just said. He gorges on a side of ribs smothered in barbecue sauce and then moves in for a big smooch without even wiping his mouth.
Okay. Mm.
So somebody without table manners, without like a regard for you or regard for other people is, you know, going to have that same like selfish, sloppy tendency mm-hmm. in bed.
Hey, Sarah.
I think ugly guys are much better in bed. So if they're too good looking, don't even bother.
Kind of goes along with your Revenge of the Nerds theory.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is an old movie, but still, that was the theme in it, that guys, you know, that you assume are going to be the ones, and we've said this before, we've taken calls from women, plenty of women, who said the best-looking guys were the ones that were not the best in bed, you know?
And we've taken calls from guys, too, saying mm-hmm. the exact same thing, that the best-looking women, they finally got a woman in bed that they've been dying to get in bed because she was so hot. She sucked.
Yeah.
She just sucked. Okay.
We've also got one. A cold breeze causes your nips to come alive through your white t-shirt, and he blushes and turns away.
Because he's going to be a little bit too sexually
repressed.
Mm-hmm. So if that's totally got him embarrassed, then you're screwed. Hey, Crystal, you're in all the hits, Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
It is the way a man grabs your butt. It tells you that he's, like, going to be awesome in bed.
Okay.
Give us the different techniques. What's the good and what's the bad?
The good one, if it fits right in the palm of his hand and just the way he cups it, it's like perfect. If he just barely touches it, just slightly lays his hand on your butt, he's not going to be good at all.
Okay, and let's give guys, when should he be doing this? Because you know how guys, you know, some guys be like, oh, well, I'll just touch your butt and show how good in bed I am.
I'm going to go cut Melissa's ass today.
But you always get guys that are like that, though, that they're ass grabbers, that love grabbing your butt.
So let me ask you this. If you're in a club
uh-huh.
and a guy grabs your ass, okay?
Okay.
But he does it in the way that you're saying,
uh-huh.
that's okay?
That's fine.
Are you kidding?
Serious.
That shows
that he's like really good.
Are you kidding me?
I thought you meant like during a makeout session. Like
makeout session, anyway, you know.
I do not encourage men to go out and start grabbing a woman's asses,
no.
though.
See, this gets back to like that sexual harassment thing that I always say. Like, it's only sexual harassment if you're not attracted to the guy.
Right.
It's the same thing in a club is what you're saying, is that if he grabs it just right, then it's flattering. But if he grabs it in the wrong way, then you're offended by it.
Offended / you suck in bed. But if you're at a club and, you know, you've been dancing with this guy for a while and then you're tipsy and he starts grabbing your butt and it's just like, wow, this guy's good. I sense that he's going to be really, really good in bed.
There are so many women right now that are screaming at their radio because guys are listening, getting the totally wrong idea.
I know. Guys, did you hear when she said that you were dancing with them for a while, like you got to know the girl? Please don't go do that today.
You don't want to go anywhere near Mako's this weekend now.
No.
Not with that green light.
All right. Also from the Cosmo Commandments of the clues that he'll suck in the bedroom. One of them is he complains that his tongue is tired after only two tiny licks of his ice cream cone.
I understand that one. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This one says, your door jams, but he doesn't have the thrusting power to bust it open. In fact, you end up having to do it.
So like your front door?
Yeah. Or your bedroom door, whatever door you have in your house, it jams and he can't open it. You've got to open it yourself.
You're going to be doing all the work yourself.
You're going to be taking charge. He's never going to take charge.
Okay.
Is I think what that says.
Got it. Is that the whole list from Cosmo?
I think that's most of them, yeah.
Chris, how do you know a guy's going to be bad in bed even before you get him there?
I've got a theory on that.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is watch them in the weight room. And the ones that do their repetitions too fast are going to be in bed starting without you.
That's funny.
How about the guys that lift way too much weight and like, it's so obvious that their technique is all off and all bad, but they're biting off more than they can chew.
Exactly. That's another clue.
All right. So,
but the ones that are lifting the appropriate rate and doing it slowly, they're the ones that you want to take home with you.
Nice.
All right. Good morning, Gina. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. Thank you.
A good indicator is the size of their hands or their feet.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's true.
It usually is.
But isn't it true, though, that size, although great, if they don't know what to do with it, isn't good?
Yeah, but it's a good indicator that it's probably going to be good to start with.
Or it makes up
you've
for...
You've got the right materials to work with?
Absolutely.
Right. If you've got the right size engine, you can always go fast. But if you've got a small engine, you got no shot at all of going fast.
That's right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Please tell me there is such thing as too much of a good thing.
I have heard it, yes. Yeah. I don't know personally, but I know women that say that it, too much, they will turn down.
Yes, there it can be.
Whew. Hey, Ashley, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Yeah, I just want to say that everything that y'all have said is on the list uh-huh. of a guy that would make a bad lover. My man is on that for every single one. He's an extremely fast eater.
Uh-huh.
He's a mama's boy.
Right.
I mean, pretty much everything that you guys have listed,
mm-hmm.
that's him. He can't dance if he tried. But once you put him in bed, hours.
Well, they say there's someone for everyone.
And I'll say this. I mean, I don't know if I can say it on the radio, but the amount of orgasms mm-hmm. that he can give you in a night is out of this world.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Did he come that way? I'm sorry. Did he arrive in your life that way? Or did you have to train him a little bit?
No. I mean, from the get-go, he was like that.
Hmm.
I mean, the first couple times, I was like, okay, I've got to stop. I was like, I can't keep going on. He completely wore me out.
Well, there's an exception to every rule.
Sure.
Well, and I will go along with her theory in saying that practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think guys with more experience under their belt that they come to the table with are better than the less experienced guys. If you meet a guy that's only had a couple people in his past.
But then you look on the other side of that, too, and there's got to be like, it gets to a point where there's too many and it's too icky. Is there ever that point? Because I know
sure.
when
remember
Lindsay's boyfriend had slept with like 300
something. I think, of course, there's a Charlie Sheen number that's just disgusting.
Yeah, right.
But I think that, you know, guys that have been more experienced with other women, it's like they got their warm up out on somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and then they're bringing the expertise to you.
But yeah. Well, I'm curious if, a guy who's experienced surely will know that this, like, I am fascinated by guys who think they have a move. And the thing is, I mean, I think to me, the secret of success is personalizing situations.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, I go into a situation, of course, I don't sleep with men, but I go into a situation knowing the first time's not going to be the best time.
For sure.
Right.
You know, and I don't judge somebody completely based on that first time.
Yeah, that is a myth, that if you have a move that worked on one woman,
mm-mm.
that it's going to work on all of them.
And I think that comes from an inexperienced guy.
Yeah.
I think a guy who's only been with one or two women thinks that that same move's going to work on other people, but if they've been with more than that, they're going to know.
They know better.
Yeah, they know better.
I've told you my friend Alfie in Dallas, the guy that his move was
just the other day.
His move was the motorboat.
Oh God!
It was the motorboat, and he thought it worked on every
Why
woman.
Why don't you demonstrate?
He has been nicknamed that by all the women he's ever tried that on. And
well, that was his name for his move was the motorboat.
Oh, dude, yeah, he got over that, didn't
to
he?
To just brrr, and he thought women loved that.
He learned better, right?
And you know what is so sick is that if a guy is convincing, you know, like Jeff, how he's so convincing in
yeah.
his sell of things
mm-hmm.
that. Alfie sold that to six of us, and I guarantee you all six of us tried it at one point or another after we had that conversation with him.
Because he sold it so well?
Sold it so well.
No.
Hey, Christy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi, I can tell you, a guy who's going to be good in bed can carry on conversation mm-hmm. and look in your eyes and just gaze in your eyes, you'll know.
So it's a confidence thing?
Eye contact.
Oh, yes, it's definitely a confidence thing. I think any guy that can carry on a conversation and keep an eye contact with you is going to be real good in bed. Otherwise, he's not going to be interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know how you talk to a guy and all of a sudden they're distracted and they're, you know, their conversation goes off in another direction instead of listening to what you have to say?
Mm-hmm.
I think conversation has a lot to do with it.
He's cupping your butt. And no, I'm just kidding. I think it all, and it kind of goes back to what we just said about personalizing, you know, like if he's looking you in the eye and he's paying attention to you, then he'll pay attention to you in other places. And the only thing, guys, that make you good in bed with a woman is if you satisfy her. I'm sorry. You know, like I don't think guys get that.
Huh?
But that's what makes you good in bed is satisfying that woman. And the only way to do that is to pay attention.
We lost Paul, but he was calling to say you're making guys so nervous right now. It's like a golf swing now. Now you got to remember all of this when you're actually in the middle of the act. I can't possibly sort it all out.
Wait a minute. Eye contact and what?
And I can dance and kiss. And oh my God. And what my shoe size? I don't know. Oh my God. And a cup or butt. How do I cup or butt? Did she say put it on? I don't remember.
Wait, I'm eating. I should slow down during this meal.
The Burt Show.
All right, explain, Jen Hobby, what Love Lost and Found is.
Normally, it's two people who are out and about around town. They meet each other by some destiny circumstance. They have a great connection, but for some sort of failed destiny connection, they don't get the number. So they go on their separate ways for some reason or another, don't get the contact information, and then the next day, they're kicking themselves going, God, that could have been the one. That was the one. I knew it. I met her. She was the one. We had such great chemistry, but I didn't get the number.
She's my dream girl.
She's dream girl, but I didn't get the number. What am I going to do? So instead of fretting about it, you call us at the Burt Show. So we put out the APB, like everything that this person looks like, all the information that you've ever had on the person from that amazing destiny conversation, and then we put it out there and try to get the Burt Show community to help us.
So just to get you caught up, Darren calls us yesterday. He had two different chances to get Miranda's phone number and doesn't do it. But he comes on and gives us a general description of who he's looking for, and we start the search.
Actually, about a month and a half ago, it was during like Easter weekend, and we were hanging out with a group of friends, went up to East Andrews, and saw her like from, you know, the other side of the bar, and was like, you know, it's one of those girls I got to go talk to. So I went up to talk to her, had a good conversation, and then we got more in depth and found out she had a boyfriend. So, you know, right there, threw up a flag. So I'm not going to try to, you know, ask for a number or hit on her anymore after that. We just kept talking and things like that. And then,
what did you learn? What did you learn with her in that first conversation that we might be able to use as clues?
She had a boyfriend, but he was from a different state.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Miranda. I remembered her name. Okay. This is all from the first time I met her, though. Still,
okay. What does she look like?
She had blonde hair, kind of short, athletic, which was, you know, something I was into too. So that was great.
All right, I'm writing
these
down.
She was short and athletic, or her haircut looked short and athletic?
She had longer hair, like maybe past her shoulders, blonde, and she was like shorter and athletic, not really tall.
Okay, so she's athletic and kind of like 5'5", 5'6"?
Yeah, probably around there, 5'5", I would say.
All right, blonde. We know that she has a boyfriend that was living in a different state at the time.
That she works for a talent scout model agency or something like that.
What yeah. about where is she from? Did you get that?
No, I don't have that.
Where she lives?
No, she was there with a couple friends, and I think that one of them went to Georgia.
Okay, so that was Darren giving us just a little description of, now we know her name was Miranda. Mm-hmm. So the phone lines start lighting up a little bit, and people are starting to figure out, I think I know Miranda, and specifically we get this one call that puts us on a pretty good path to find her.
My daughter works with a modeling agency, and there's a girl that works there whose name is Miranda, who fits that description, who used to have a boyfriend out of state, and she used to talk about him all the time. I haven't seen her in a while, so I didn't know that they were not together anymore, but mm-hmm. As soon as I heard that she worked at a talent agency, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Miranda.
Wow.
Can you tell us what the name of the talent agency is?
It's About Faces.
About Faces. Yay! And that's here in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's across the street from Lenox.
Okay.
And I have her cell phone number on my cell phone. And
but you don't have your cell phone with you.
I don't have my cell phone with me. Okay. But when I get to, after I drop my daughter off to school and get to my next location, I can call home and get the number off of my phone. Someone's there, so I can get the number.
Sheila thinks she's a pretty good lead, too. Hey, Sheila.
My daughter went to the University of Georgia, and her roommate was named Miranda. And she fits the description, and they both do some modeling, and I don't know if it's the right one, but it could be.
Okay, so that's where we left things yesterday. We thought we'd be able to get in touch with Miranda yesterday, but we just ran out of time. So mm-hmm. it took us 24 hours, so we tried tracking her down over those last 24 hours. Hey, Darren, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, man. How you feeling about things?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, if she's going to come on and it'll work out, that'd be great.
Because yesterday you said, like, you pointed to this girl to your friends and said, you know what, that's like my perfect girl right there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think maybe he had.
Hello, I got to be a little bit cooler now that she's listening.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I talked to her for a little bit, and I got a vibe that, yeah, that's definitely it. Mm-hmm.
But he used Dream Girl on the air yesterday, right. And then his friends got to him, so he can tell now, and he's like, yeah, you know what? Like, if
it's
you can get
right,
her,
you know.
I'll probably hit that, you know, but
I mean, whatever. I don't care either way.
I'll call her when I'm drunk. She wants to take care of me. I'll go over there. But her dad, she can buy her own food.
So it took us 24 hours, but we think we got in touch with her, man.
All right.
All right. Now, we don't know at this point if, you know, she remembers who you are. We don't know if she still has a boyfriend, because you were pretty hammered and you're just going on the words of your friends right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's good to figure that out.
So one way or another, at least you're going to have closure. Right. Either she's going to
exactly.
be interested
that's
or...
All, that's all I was asking for.
All right. Let's get Miranda on, because we did find her yesterday. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Darren, is there anything that you could ask this Miranda to make sure 100% that this is the girl that we're looking for?
Well, if she even remembers running into me even the first time, or even talking with me.
I guess. I'm so sorry. I do not.
You do not remember
you don't.
Him?
Okay.
No, please don't hate me. I'm so sorry.
So he's not. Right. He's not your dream guy?
He might be.
Oh, yeah, perhaps.
Well, and she was dating somebody at the time, so I think it's fair. That's okay that she, yeah. you know, doesn't have this, impression of Darren necessarily because she was dating someone then. Miranda, are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay.
Did you wear that black hat on Derby Day?
I did.
Okay.
And you do you remember meeting any of Darren's friends at East Andrews?
I don't. It was a long day Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in the same boat I was probably.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right.
Well, Miranda, obviously you made an impression on Darren because he's, you know, made these efforts to track you down. So, I mean, would you be interested in going out with Darren?
Of course. He sounds really sweet.
Hey, Darren, is there anything that you could bring up about the, you know, because you said you had a long conversation with her the first time you met her.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was about 15 minutes. I don't know what state she was in the first time I met her because obviously it was the first time, but, we were downstairs, a group of about five or six of us, and we were just standing by the back door by the patio, just hanging out talking. She was with a group of her friends, and I don't really know how to explain it. We were just kind of going through conversation. And I called her out. I was like, what are you out here? You probably have a boyfriend or something like that. She's like, yeah, I do. He lives out of state though, and I was like, oh, okay. But I don't know how else to really bring anything else up, I guess.
Well, what do you look like?
About 5'11", taller. I got hair on my head.
What color?
It's dark. I was out. I had a white shirt on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Did you have a boyfriend that lived out of state?
Well, out of town, yes.
Okay. Maybe he was out of town. You have Easter weekend.
Think hard, Miranda. Do you recall meeting anyone at all
with hair on their head?
Of course.
Okay.
If you met any men with hair on their head and you were even slightly attracted to them, that was Darren.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
that's hard to say at East Andrews. There's a lot of good-looking people out there.
Now, Darren, refresh my, because I know we replayed our original conversation yesterday, but what was it again you said to your friends, about Miranda, what was that? That something about her being the perfect girl or dream girl. What was that again?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of a figure speech. Sometimes people will ask you, like, hey, what's your type? Or, really the question, what's your type? And I was like, oh, well, my type was, Miranda, the girl I ran into at East Andrews, just joking with my buddies. We pretty much hang around all together regularly. So, they always would bust on me about that, too. And then it was even worse when one of my friends got in a conversation with her, and then was informed me the next day that I had ran into her. I don't know how intoxicated he was, but he said that she tried to talk to me or say, hey, do you remember me? And I just kind of kept walking right by.
Well,
I don't know.
The good news here today, Darren, is that your friends aren't going to give you any crap at all that she didn't remember you at all. I'm sure they're going to be very, very cool about that.
No, and I feel so bad. I'm sorry.
No, don't feel bad. I mean, I feel bad because I was a jackass, I guess, twice. Well, second time.
Miranda, he said he was so hammered at East Andrews that he didn't barely even remember seeing yet, so one of his roommates kind of had to tell him what was going on.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
Yeah.
I did remember a big black hat and somewhere throughout the night, so.
Yeah. We were supposed to go to Derby Day, and we missed the shuttle.
So you were pretty hammered, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So maybe in the world of destiny, she was supposed to miss that shuttle.
That's right.
And meet Darren, and they were supposed to be at East Andrews at the same time.
Because Darren would have never known that she was single now had she not ended up in her derby hat there.
Exactly.
All right.
True.
Miranda, how do you want us to handle this? Do you want us to get his phone number and give it to you, and you could call him if you want?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Cool. If you guys do end up going out, will you call us and give us an update?
Of course.
I have this weird idea that maybe they may hang out at East Andrews. I don't know.
Right. All right, Miranda, we'll let you go, okay?
All right, thank you. Thanks.
I'm going to put you on hold, actually, and we'll give you his phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, Darren, well, at least you got a little closure on that.
Yeah.
And you make it,
this may work out.
Not necessarily closure. It's a door opening, Bert.
Right,
it's
there you go.
Open door.
Perhaps. Yeah, get a date with her and everything. Get to know her.
That'd be good.
Okay. You going to call her?
I don't have her number.
Well, she'll call you.
Yeah, she's gonna call you.
We'll find out over the next 24 hours if she's really interested in going out with you or that was just...
Exactly, and that's all I wanted to do is there's even any interest. But obviously she doesn't remember who I am, but if she's still interested, then, that'll work out.
We saw pictures of her yesterday. She is
that the same girl? Looking. Did she go to UGA? Is that the same girl?
Yeah, blonde. Saw the pictures of her yesterday online. Yeah.
She's a hottie. You better be pretty good looking.
All right, man. Hold on a second, okay?
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ouch. So now, if you're a guy, I can just hear if I'm Darren, all my friends giving me so much crap over the next 48 hours.
You know, he can look at his friends and say, dude, guess who I'm about to have a date with?
Yeah, if she goes out with him, then he gets hand back in the relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.